Many towns and neighborhoods in Japan were left empty for years following the Fukushima nuclear disaster in 2011. Vines grew through pavement, wild boar rampaged deserted houses, nature reclaimed the space. Slowly, though, as evacuation orders are lifted, humans have started to return, and they have been figuring out how to coexist with the more feral inhabitants. Or not. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports from one rural area where monkeys have taken over, and one man has taken it upon himself to fight back.
79-year-old Shuichi Kano has just received some new battle supplies. A big cardboard box filled with animal exterminating fireworks. It sounds worse than it is, I promise. Shuichi takes out pack after pack, stacking them on the table in front of him.
The monkeys, they'll eat anything, anything. All of my vegetables. I have to fight them or they'll take it all.
Shuichi has been waging a battle for the last year against the macaque monkeys in his village. These fireworks are his main weapon. To be very clear, Shuichi does not hurt the monkeys. He says he would never. In fact, that is expressly forbidden. These fireworks only make a loud noise to scare them away, for a while. They inevitably come back about 10 days later, like clockwork, he says.
The monkeys never used to come here. But since the nuclear disaster, the border between monkeys and humans has blurred.
The 2011 explosions at the Daiichi nuclear power plant sent huge plumes of radioactive material toward this mountain area. Everyone evacuated. Humans were gone for years.
The houses were empty, but the gardens were still growing. Plums, pears, chestnuts, persimmons. It was a wonderland for monkeys, an all-you-can-eat buffet. And they remembered that.
When people finally started returning, the monkeys had become comfortable, really comfortable. And on top of that, only a few people returned, most of them elderly. The humans and their produce didn't stand a chance. Shuichi's wife, Yuriko, pops into the living room carrying a tray of tea. She chuckles at the fireworks.
I've been so worried that maybe someday this village is going to become the monkey planet. Like that movie.
She means Planet of the Apes.
I've seen it. It could happen.
This is a theme here in Fukushima, not just with monkeys, but with lots of animals. Wild boar wreak havoc at night. Packs of wild dogs run through the streets. As people have returned, the local governments have started subsidizing tools for communities to help them cope. Like these fireworks. Shuichi is in charge of handing them out to neighbors so they can join the fight. He loads the fireworks in the trunk of his car and puts on a kind of battle hymn. Driving through the forest roads, humming along. Shuichi points out the landscape as he drives. It's a beautiful area. He says his entire relationship with nature changed after the nuclear disaster. The dense forests here still have high levels of radiation.
I loved hiking. I loved foraging for wild vegetables, finding wild mushrooms. But now, it's so dangerous. We can't have a relationship with nature anymore. It's gone.
He pulls up to a neighbor's house, humming to himself as he gets the fireworks out of the trunk. And then he calls for 77-year-old Hachiro Endo.
Konnichiwa, Hachiro-chan.
Hachiro comes outside, delighted by the delivery. He's used up his whole stockpile recently.
I'm alert all the time. The monkeys have taken over my life.
He laughs at the absurdity of it all. He has a huge, beautiful garden, and strings of dried persimmons hang in his garage. The monkeys recently snuck in and ate them all, he says.
People come from out of town, and they think they're so cute and get their cameras out. But now when I see them, I get really annoyed.
Hachiro grew up here, and his father and grandfather were from here. He says he grew up with an old village folklore that warns if you hurt a monkey, you'll be cursed.
So we have to be good friends. It's a very complicated relationship.
Both men are barely containing their giggles, though. It's pretty clear they kind of love the monkeys and the thrill of this whole thing. A few days later, we meet up with Shuichi again. He's excited. He's seen a troop of monkeys running through the neighborhood eating vegetables. He's got on a bright orange coat, a baseball cap, and big rubber boots. He hops into his pickup truck, clutching a firework in one hand and the steering wheel in the other. He drives slowly, leaning forward to scan the hills as he goes. And then suddenly, monkeys scampering across the road. Shuichi pulls over and gets out of the truck. There they are, he says, pointing behind a shed. Dozens of monkeys are jumping toward the forest, scrambling up trees and crawling up the hillside. Shuichi holds up the firework, pointing it toward the sky. He lights the fuse, and then... the monkeys scatter. Shuichi bursts into a giant grin, giggling. Then he runs to every house nearby, making sure his neighbors know that he just saved their gardens from almost certain devastation. They won't be back tomorrow, Shuichi laughs. He won today. But even as he says that, he loads another firework and tucks it into his coat. The monkeys will be back. The battle will continue. And Shuichi will be ready. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Fukushima, Japan.
What a great story. Kat Lonsdorf is NPR's Above the Fray Fellow. The fellowship supports reporting from undercovered parts of the world. You can see more of her reporting with photos from NPR's Claire Harbage at npr.org/Fukushima.